On July 4th, 2012, Bob Tuskin Jr. was born. Now, I know that all parents speak of the birth of a child as a life-changing event, and it was certainly for me, as well as so much more. It was time to take my understanding of the world thus far and utilize it more than ever before. All of my research became exponentially more personally relevant, and, I had to apply it to real-life situations that I faced with the birth of my child, as well as the preparation of the birth of my child. I had been studying the occult, deep politics, health, mind control, and many other topics, and I am glad I had, because so many of these subjects illuminate the war against a free being the second we are born and even beforehand. My talk today will mostly revolve around my experiences thus far as a humbled, conscious new parent. It is a crazy thing bringing a child into this beautiful yet ever so messed up world. Some of the topics I will discuss today include, and you're not going to want to miss any of this, natural birth, circumcision, HIV and AIDS, vaccines, food and water, education, prepping, natural remedies, and much more. I hope to not only highlight the various problems we face, but also illuminate practical solutions as well. Now first, as far as circumcision is concerned, okay, let's talk about circumcision for a moment. And why do I bring this up? Because it was one of the first topics that I had to face, one of the first issues that I had to face when I found out I was going to have a child. And that was, if it is a boy, which we waited to find out whether or not it would be a boy, but if it was a boy, would you mutilate his genitals? Would you cut his foreskin off? Now, this isn't meant to be silly or crude or any of the above. This is a serious look at a very serious topic that many of us take for granted here in the West, but the fact of the matter is circumcision is barbaric. It hurts the baby. Don't get it twisted. Yeah, I know, people will say, well, they don't remember. Wrong. It leaves a footprint in the brain that stays with them for the rest of their life. But all that aside, even the assumed benefits have been debunked. They say it's about cleanliness. They say it's about this, about that. No, it's not about that. People are able to clean themselves and have proper hygiene and don't have any problems with their foreskin there. It started off as a religious ceremony. And as you know, all of our most enlightened breakthroughs in the medical world come from religion, right? No, I don't think so. So it started off as nothing more than religion, which, as you know, many times is not always the best judge of character. Look at all the religious shenanigans we've seen throughout history. I don't need to digress. They say circumcision prevents AIDS. Well, that's BS, and I'll get to that later on in my talk when I discuss the HIV fraud and what that's all about. The foreskin has 20 to 100,000 specialized nerve endings. That's amazing if you think about it. And they take this away from you. Your first primal wound, if you will. More on that when we come back.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cow Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
I consider circumcision to be the first primal wound. When a baby has such trauma and hurt inflicted on them at a very young age, this creates trust, or a lack of trust, rather. This hurts the trust that the baby should have and the new bonding experience that you should have with your baby. Now, we cringe at the idea of circumcising our ladies, right? But why is it different for our boys, for whatever reason? Circumcision denies the men of their wholeness of their body and the fullness of a full sexual experience. There are so many nerve endings, like I said, 20 to 100,000 specialized nerve endings that circumcised men have, well, hindered sexual experiences, and it also interferes with their ability to bond on that level in an adequate way that's not as forceful and violent as men who are circumcised tend to need, as far as sex is concerned. If you've ever seen the circumcision ceremonies done, they strap the babies to a board, introducing learned helplessness. Because the baby doesn't know what to do. There's nothing they can do. They're horrified. They're strapped to a board. They can't move. And this is why we see many babies after the fact. Because remember, when they're strapped down and they're being traumatized and this pain is being inflicted on them, they go into a fight or flight mode in their brain. Their synaptic nervous system is triggered. And they go into a flight or fight mode, but they can't do anything about it. So that's why we see many boys freeze up and have, well, this learned helplessness develop in their lives. So my parents
they had said, oh, you got to circumcise. And it had nothing to do with the fact that we come from a Jewish family. Hardly any other country in the world circumcises as we do here in the States. The majority of countries around the world do not circumcise, and only 55% of people in the U.S. circumcise their children, and, well, there's only a few other countries that do so as well, Israel being one of them. But this disassociative state, this initial trauma-based mind control, if you will, stays with the child for the rest of their life, regardless if they remember it or not. It's compartmentalized in their brain, just like we understand trauma-based mind control when it's applied to adults or young children, for that matter. And Kathy O'Brien, who will be speaking at the Free Your Mind Conference, I'm sure, and has done so many times in the past, illuminate more of how this trauma-based mind control works. Well, in my opinion, circumcision is the initial trauma-based mind control, and, well, it creates this disassociative state in the child's brain from the get-go. Luckily, I have a mind of my own, and I did not circumcise my son, and I'm very glad we didn't. My parents' number one argument was, well, what if he doesn't look like you? How is he going to react? Don't you want him to look like you? Well, I ask you, if you had no leg coming back from the war, would you cut off your kid's leg? It's ludicrous. It makes no sense whatsoever. So we had to face the circumcision issue with the birth of my son. And we didn't know if he was going to be a boy, but when he was a boy, when we found out we had a boy, I didn't blink. I didn't blink before not circumcising him. I didn't think twice about it. And there was all sorts of things that we faced with his birth. The idea was we were going to have a natural birth. We were going to have a home birth with midwives who assisted my wife and I in the process. And when she went into labor on July 3rd, we had everything ready to go. We had the tub set up in the living room. And we proceeded to have a baby. But not everything goes as planned, unfortunately. You know, sometimes things come up. And after, I don't know, 30 hours of labor, 30 plus hours of labor, she began to be quite dehydrated. And, well, the midwives convinced us, for better or for worse, to go to the hospital. So we went to the hospital. And that's when the madness started. Because at the hospital, they're going to implement the trauma that so many people face when they're born today in the world. Trauma and birth have become synonymous with one another. 95% of Americans say that their birth in a hospital was traumatic. 45% of traumatic births are considered to be severely traumatic. Interesting statistic, huh? So in addition to being quite aware of the pressures that they would place on us and having preemptively tried to avoid going to a hospital, we now had to face the beast head on. And one of the first things they said was, what is her HIV status? Now, up until that point, we had denied any HIV testing. Even the midwives had asked for us to get her HIV tested. And I felt very strongly that by no means would we get an HIV test. Now, why is that, you might ask? Why is that? Well, first of all, the HIV tests do not test for HIV. They test for antibodies. And antibodies are found in the body naturally when our
immune system is fighting off illness. So when you're pregnant, your body has naturally elevated antibodies. And that's why many women, unfortunately, who are pregnant are told they have HIV with the fake HIV test that, again, doesn't test for HIV. It tests for, well, antibodies. In the case of people in Africa, they don't even use the test. They say, well, if you have a certain amount of symptoms, then you're considered to be HIV positive. So if you're losing weight, if you're nauseous, which is also, you know, has to do with pregnancy, you might be an HIV patient. And this is known as the Ben-Gui definition of AIDS and is one of the reasons why they're able to inflate the numbers of this boogeyman of a virus. But perhaps I should explain to you, before I tell you more about us having to face their HIV test, what happened to a little girl by the name of Lindsay Nagel. Lindsay Nagel was adopted in Romania, and she was tested before she came here. She was fine. But when she got here, her parents decided that, I don't know if it was a matter of protocol or what it was, but they decided to get her tested again. And when she was tested again, they were told that she was HIV positive. Now, this is a little girl, 1 or 2 years old. Her parents immediately did what any good parent would do if they buy the official story and the cocktail that they're supposed to give their children, which I'll get to in just a second. And they said, well, we got to treat it. They ran to the pharmacy. And they filled their prescription for AZT, a reject chemotherapy drug, a DNA destroyer. So they took this little two-year-old girl whose immune system was already compromised supposedly from this boogeyman of a virus, and they started dosing her up with AZT. And they saw her health start to decline rapidly. She started to have all sorts of symptoms. And the doctors kept telling them, no, that's the AIDS. That's the AIDS. You know, she only has a couple years to live if she's lucky. But it didn't sit well with them. And at 2 years old, they decided to write Dr. Peter Duisberg. Who's Dr. Peter Duisberg? Well, he was, and still is, one of the leading virologists out of the University of Berkeley. He worked with Dr. Robert Gallo, the so-called discoverer of the HIV virus, in cancer research in the late 70s. And he wrote back to the parents of this little girl who was dying of what they thought was the result of HIV. And he said, AZT is AIDS by prescription. Let me quote him. He says, it's AIDS by design. It was designed over 20 years ago as a chemotherapy. And chemotherapy, which I disagree with this statement here, but I'll read you what he says, is a rational but desperate treatment for cancer. The rationale is, and we'll get to chemotherapy a little bit later today in on the show. He says, the rationale is, let's kill all the growing cells for several weeks. The hope is the cancer is going to be totally dead. And you are only half dead and recover. Chemotherapy is a rough treatment. You lose your hair, you lose weight, you get pneumonia, you get immune deficiency, you literally get AIDS. You have nausea, all the AIDS symptoms, because it's severe cellular intoxication.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Angle and put her on this cocktail, AZT, a reject DNA destroyer, and they write Dr. Peter Duesberg for some help. They say, hey, what's going on here? And he says AZT is AIDS by prescription, reject chemotherapy. You kill a lot of good cells too, and often the treatment works. The cancer is indeed dead, and you survive and recover well. Here's the deal with AZT. Now you and I disagree with some of his statements on chemotherapy for cancer, but that aside, he says now you give the drug to someone indefinitely, like they wanted to do to this little girl, not just for 2 or 3 weeks. Every 6 hours, your HIV positive person takes 250 milligrams of AZT. So they lose weight, they become anemic, they lose their white cells, they have nausea, they lose their muscles. They can't even stand on their own legs. And then they die, like Kimberly Bregalis, Arthur Ashe, Ryan White, and many others. That's why you call AIDS by prescription. Her parents got this letter back from Dr. Peter Duesberg, and they thought real hard about it, and they said, you know what? She's going to die. I don't want to see her suffer. And they got her off of the medication. Well, she started to regain her health. She became more active than she once was and started to recover. Anyways, her portion of the hospital that she was at, she had other kids with her. And they watched all these other kids that stayed on the dangerous cocktail. They watched them all die. All 20 kids died. Dead. She outlived them all. And now, she's 20-something years old in great health. But wait a second. I thought she had HIV. I thought she was condemned to death. Uh-uh, folks. There was something more to that story. And her parents, luckily, spoke to people like Dr. Peter Duesberg and others who called it out. Well, let's bring it to today's story about my – let's make this back go back to the birth of my child. And for her case, it was definitely bringing up some past baggage. But they wanted to HIV her. She recently had a baby, Lindsay Nagel. So she was in full health. She met the love of her life, her fiance, John, and they had a baby. She had a healthy pregnancy. Everything was great. She had a healthy baby, a baby boy, this past December. Rico is the child's name. And the second he was born, she had people, four or five people, come in surrounding her, saying, "You have to get this baby HIV tested. You have to. Because you're HIV positive, blah, blah, blah." So they tested the baby, and sure enough, they got the result they wanted. Baby was supposedly HIV positive. And they said, "You have to poison this child now with AZT, the same thing that nearly killed you. And if you don't do it, we'll take away your son. And even if you do do it, we're still going to take away your son." So they took away their son and forced the baby to take AZT. They tortured the kid. He wouldn't eat because he couldn't breastfeed. It was absolutely horrific. Now, luckily, they've got the child back, but they're still forced to medicate their son, and it's a real nightmare. So when the people at the hospital asked my wife to get an HIV test, and I told them no, there was a good reason for that. I was taken aside by one of the doctors. They said to me, "Bob, why are you against this HIV test? I don't think that we can accept this. I don't think this is allowed. How dare you deny the dogma of the medical establishment? How dare you? Who are you, Bob?" I said, "Well, I'm sorry," I didn't want to start a fight. You know, you got to be tactful. So I said, "You know, this is a religious thing. We don't buy it." They said, "Well, I don't know. We might have to consult a higher power about this." I said, "Who are you going to consult? God? What do you mean a higher power?" They said, "Oh, no, we might have to consult the Child Protection Services." And this is what the state is doing. They're the strong arm of the medical establishment that will do anything to poison our children and lie to them about things like HIV. Now, there's a lot of good-meaning people out there in the medical field, but it really troubles me that this dogma has been spread so that all they do is repeat, and they will use the guns to come after you and kidnap your children. There's been many cases of parents accused of kidnapping their own children by the state because they wouldn't subject them to dangerous chemotherapy or AZT and that kind of thing. It's absolutely sickening. Well, anyways, I stood strong, and we didn't get the HIV test, and I'm glad we hadn't. Not that I think there would have been anything that came up, but just in case, because the test doesn't test for HIV. It's a fraud from the get-go. Well, our baby was born, and the next thing they wanted to do was vaccinate him. And I'll talk about that in just a second.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. 4372 or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now, isn't what we're building for.
So the second he's born, they want to HIV test my wife and potentially put him in harm's way. And then they tell me, well, are you going to vaccinate? And of course, I know better than that. I've researched the vaccines, the ingredients in these vaccines and whatnot. And I said, hell no, I'm not going to vaccinate. And obviously, I didn't want to start in trouble with them. I had to say, well, it's just religious freedom. You know, pick and choose your battles. But what they wanted to give him was the vitamin C. Excuse me. Hepatitis. Vitamin C. It's been a long day. They wanted to give him the hepatitis. Is it B or C? Hepatitis B vaccine. But hepatitis B is primarily a blood transmitted disease associated with risky lifestyle choices such as unprotected sex with multiple partners and intravenous drug use involving sharing needles. It is not primarily a children's disease. So, I mean, was my newborn... Listen how crazy this is to think that they want to give my son a vaccine for using needles and having unprotected sex when the child literally just came out of the womb. Are you kidding me? As Dr. Jane Orient of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons so eloquently testifies to Congress, she says, for most children, the risk of a serious vaccine reaction may be 100 times greater than the risk of hepatitis B. Routine use of hepatitis B vaccines, folks, for all newborns began in 1991. And according to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, operated jointly by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. There were 36,788 officially reported adverse reactions to hepatitis B vaccines between 1992 and 2005. Of these, 14,800 were serious enough to cause hospitalization, life-threatening health events, or permanent disabilities. Further, 781 people were reported to have died following the hepatitis B vaccination. And this is likely an understatement because, well, only a fraction of the serious health problems, including deaths following vaccinations, are ever acknowledged. The serious underreporting is due to an unwillingness of many doctors and vaccine providers to report vaccine-related injuries and deaths, and also due to a lack of public awareness about how to recognize signs and symptoms of vaccine reactions. For instance, when babies die after Hep B vaccinations, most of the time their deaths are automatically attributed to SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, without investigation into whether the vaccine caused the baby's sudden death. And of course, there's all sorts of problems associated with these vaccines, from autism to cancer, you name it. This is what they're doing to our babies. This is what they wanted to do to my child. But hell no, I wasn't going to sit there and let them do that. Not a chance. So I had to stand up to the vaccination BS. And you might ask, well, how do you protect your children? How do you get their immune system so that they are protected from these dangerous things that the vaccines are supposedly supposed to save us from? Well, it's called breastfeeding, folks. And luckily, my wife has been fully able to breastfeed, and we breastfeed currently. He's 9 months old, and he's pretty much only breastfed. You know, we've started to introduce some food in the last couple months, but he's mostly breastfeeding. And unfortunately, many women are not able to breastfeed. 77% of babies do not breastfeed beyond 6 months of age, which is fairly discouraging. Extremely discouraging. So we breastfeed, and we're very proud of it, and we're big advocates of breastfeeding. With all the trauma that the hospital wanted to put forth, that we had to stand up against, you know, the child, luckily, was born vaginally. Many women aren't as lucky. 1 in 3 women have a C-section, which is, very tough on both the baby and the mother. There's all sorts of a disconnect that is created when you have a C-section, unfortunately. But with all this trauma and mind control and poison in mind, we did everything we could when our son was born to try to support him and bond with him. And one of the things that we're very fond of was skin to skin. I had done some research on holding the baby skin to skin and how literally there are certain hormones that are released and the smell of you. It's an extreme, and I don't know all the details, but from what I understood, from what I studied, the gist of it is it's a very important bonding experience that needs to take place in the formative moments of the child's life. So the second my son was born, I ripped off my shirt, and I have a picture of this, and held him skin to skin. And to this day, I still wear him. Baby wearing is one of the most one of the most nurturing and bonding experiences that a father can have with their child. And that's my job around here. If he's fussy at all, I baby wear. And I have one of the carriers called an Ergo. And if there's anything going on, Dad, it's time to Ergo. It's time to baby wear. And that's what I do. Baby wearing has been found to release natural hormones, just like skin-to-skin connections, oxytocin specifically, in men, which trigger paternal protective behaviors. It initiates a healthy fathering cycle, leading to relaxed and confident dads who enjoy being identified as caregivers. And I'm proud of it. I wear my son proud Fathers are not typically the primary caregiver, and baby wearing allows for earlier and deeper bonding. Fathers who actively baby wear tend to be more supportive to the mother. And believe me, she needs a break once in a while, ladies and gentlemen. It's tough, especially when you're breastfeeding on demand, as she does. Babies feel more secure with their father if they are worn close. It provides the infant with the opportunity to more quickly trust and feel comforted by their fathers. Dr. Sears, who's a well-known holistic child advocate, suggests that babies who are worn by their fathers are soothed by their father's voice box vibrations, something less apparent in mothers. And I've always wondered why when I baby wear him, he falls asleep even when I listen. I have a portable radio, or I'm using my phone, hopefully not up to my head because there's all sorts of radiation. I have this awesome receiver that I use, see, and that really helps. But he falls asleep when I'm on, you know, sometimes I'm doing a business call or something to get ready for the show, and he falls asleep. So there's all sorts of things that we've done homeopathically and just intuitively to bond with our child and to bring him into this planet with the warm arms of his father and his mother. A vital thing. So anyways, as far as the hospital is concerned, they wanted for us to give him fluoride. They asked us, they said, what kind of water do you have? Are you on well water? Are you on city water? And they said, well, make sure you give him fluoride. And of course I said, oh yeah, well, we are definitely, yeah, we give him lots of fluoride. Yeah, we're big fans of fluoride, I said sarcastically. Fluoride, which all of you probably already know by now, calcifies the pineal gland. So you bring somebody to this planet, and the first thing you want to do is calcify their pineal gland, their third eye, their spiritual center. It causes cancer. It dumbs children down, according to Harvard studies. But yet, the repeaters in the medical world, they wanted us to dose them up with fluoride. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. But instead of dosing him up with fluoride, we dosed him up with good stuff, like his mom's milk. And we're very careful, and we have a great water filter about not giving him fluoride. And I guess it really doesn't matter, because he doesn't drink water from the tap. Well, we're on well water and have the filter, but regardless, he drinks the milk, which doesn't have fluoride in it. He doesn't need fluoride. His teeth aren't even in yet, for crying out loud. Even if it was for the teeth, topically, it's supposedly supposed to help. No, that's not what it was all about. So we don't give him fluoride, which is kind of common sense if you're aware of what's going on. We do use coconut oil for a lot of the stuff, not just for the baby, but for general health. And coconut oil has so many different uses. You might remember I did a segment on the show of 160 uses of coconut oil. And there are a ton of them. From personal hygiene and body and that kind of thing, to health and all sorts of other uses. So we use coconut oil quite a bit in this family. I'm going to take a phone call here because I see John is waiting patiently. What's up, John?
Hey, Rob. You're a good man.
Thank you, sir. This is Bob, by the way.
Didn't I say Bob?
You called me Rob, John. But you know what, John?
Sorry.
Just don't call me late to dinner. That's all I care about, okay?
Sorry about that, pal.
No, that's all right.
You're a good man. You understand a lot of stuff. You know, my kids were born like 30-odd years ago. And you're absolutely right about skin contact, and especially with the relationship between like a dad and a daughter, it is so important for the daughter to grow up with a good self-image, and that comes from their dad, you know. But I got a couple of comments for you. One was about the circumcision that you talked about. And the other about birth, like especially hospital birth, and right. I'm disgusted with both but regardless, circumcision is, I don't even know where that comes from, but the ritual does what you say, it disassociates the baby in pain. Like it really does do something unnatural to them that they never get over. And the other part about birth in hospitals is that when you finally deliver, the baby is whisked away, gets blood typed, and it gets its first shot.
You know, I'm glad you said that because even though we were unfortunately transferred to the hospital from what we were attempting to have, which was a home birth, we did not let him leave our sight even for a second.
Good for you. Good for you. Because you know what they use? They use tacit consent. If
yep.
you haven't already told them, do not vaccinate, they will.
They'll do it. And they tried to pressure my wife on a number of different issues. The second I had left the hospital to go take a shower, you know, and the second I left, literally, they came in and tried to pressure her for all sorts of stuff. And luckily she knows better as well. But you know, I'm the bad guy, right? Because I'm the dad.
No. You are the protector.
Exactly. But that's why the hospital said, "Oh, this is our opportunity. He's gone. The protector's
gone."
Yeah.
Because
they tried.
They used tacit consent. Like you haven't said.
Yeah.
Don't
so that's
do
one
it.
Of the things we were conscious of, you know, and we did not let him leave our side for a second. He slept with us. He stayed with us. I mean, we were only in the hospital for 1 or 2 days after the birth, and it was like 1 day, 2 days, one night, something like that, right? But we did not let him leave our side, not for a second.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, John.
I'm proud of you. I wish I had done the same thing for my daughter when she had her first baby.
Here's the thing. My parents didn't do that for me, but we end up all right. So, you know, it's not the end all, you know, but heck, we have to, that's the whole point of growing and learning, is trying to provide a better world for our children than what our parents provided for us. And my parents were great for the most part, but they circumcised me out of ignorance. They brought me to the hospital, and I endured all this trauma, and, well, it was time to break the cycle.
Yeah, I understand. I was never circumcised. A brother of mine, I got four brothers, but one of them had a physical problem with his...
Mm-hmm.
Wedding tackle, but he had to be circumcised.
Well, I mean, that comes up, but at least there's a reason for it. It's not just this preemptive mutilation, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't like genital mutilation, and I think it's sick.
And then you see these rabbis. You see the moils, the rabbis, and they do these perverted, and I don't know if it's perverted, but it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And if you see some of the real old-fashioned ones, they literally suck the little schmageggy. And I know that sounds really graphic and disgusting,
Bob. I know all about it. I know what these insidious satanic whores do. Like, I know what they do. And I know it's a ritual of pain and control.
Well, it's the initial trauma-based mind control. It's the it's the religious initiation, it's the cultural initiation, and so much more. Hey, we're about to come up to our last break for the night, John. Thanks so much, brother.
Thank you very much, Bob. Thank you again.
Take care. I have more to get into. I wanted to talk about other homeopathic remedies. I wanted to talk about education, what we plan on doing. We'll have to get to that in a future show, but when we come back for our final segment, I will talk with Mike and any last-second phone calls that want to jump on the board, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to talk a little bit about... Well, I can't get to all this, so we'll just take calls and wrap things up With that, I have a lot to talk about tonight, as you can tell. Stand by.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Okay, this is my show for this week. On Wednesday, Steve Starrs will be filling in. He made the documentary HIV equals AIDS, Factor Fraud. He's got a lot to talk about. He'll talk about the Boston bombing. I'll call in as well from the Free Your Mind conference. Whoa. Something just went. Jeez, that scared the living daylights out of me. I don't know. Could you hear that on air? Jeez. Whew. I don't know what that was. Anyway, something just fell. Steve Starrs will be in on the show Wednesday and Friday. And then Thursday, Chris and Cherie will be filling in from Truth Frequency. So I thank them for that. Tuesday, I will be flying off to Philadelphia. And I'll be speaking on Friday at the Free Your Mind Conference, freeyourmindconference.com. If you're anywhere near Philly, or even if you're not and you can afford to travel there, please join us, and we'll come up and say hello to me. I'm pretty darn accessible. Anyways, Mike in Illinois. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Bob. First time listening, first time calling in. I wanted to go back to the HIV testing. My question is with, you know, herpes or syphilis or what have you, the test, you're correct, it is for testing for the antibodies, but wouldn't each, and just like there's beneficial, you know, antibiotics like in, you know, raw milk or, you know, kefir grains and whatnot, wouldn't there be a signature antibiotic that would be identified for a particular disease, say HIV, that it would be testing for?
Well, they've never been actually able to identify what that antibody is for HIV. And they've never actually been able to isolate the HIV virus into itself. So you would think so. And yes, they've made various claims that these antibodies are possibly associated to the HIV virus being present, but they've never been able to conclusively show that that HIV virus is there in the first place. So how can they find markers for the HIV virus if they haven't actually been able to isolate the HIV virus? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. So yeah, there's markers that they claim are there, but anyways, there's all sorts of stuff to that, Mike. I appreciate your call. Check out the House of Numbers documentary. HIV equals AIDS, fact or fraud is another good one. And definitely look into that some more. Radar in New York just dropped. Oh, well, I was looking forward to hearing from Radar, but we'll get to his call in another show. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. And again, please join us at the Free Your Mind conference. I'm excited about it. I'll be off for the rest of the week. There will be some very competent guest hosts filling in for me, including Steve Starrs. I got to go check what it was that just fell in my house. I hope it wasn't a tree that went through my roof or something crazy like that. Jeez. Whew. That really knocked the wind out of me. Seriously. Well, folks, as always, thanks so much for supporting the show. And even if you can't make the Free Your Mind Conference, if you can help out with some Federal Reserve notes, they need it. They're flying all these speakers in from all over the country, all over the world, and they could use your help. And then eventually my talk will be available open source online for everyone to check out, along with all the other speakers at the Free Your Mind Conference. FreeYourMindConference.com, folks. I'll see you there. Love you.
Chase those crazy ballers out of our town. Them crazy, we're gonna chase those crazy ballers out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial